Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kansas City Royals baseball has been brought to you by Sweet Baby Ray's Barbecue Sauce, the official barbecue sauce of the Kansas City Royals. The sauce is the boss. Sheet Metal Workers Local 2. Demand metal excellence. Capital Federal. True blue for over 125 years. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC. You've been listening to Kansas City Royals baseball on the Royals Radio Network.
This has been a presentation of Odyssey Sports. For even more coverage of your team, download the free Odyssey app and listen to your favorite stations, shows, and podcasts.
Welcome in to Vern's post-game show.
Massey not stopping in second and slides into third with a two-run triple.
Here's Josh Vernier.
Oh, what a way to start the weekend. 7-5, Royals win. A fourth straight victory for the boys in blue as they beat Framber Valdez and the A lineup. This wasn't some, hey, we've been playing back-to-back-to-back and we need to rest a few of our stars. No, this was the A lineup littered with all-stars, littered with MVP candidates. And the Royals beat Houston. Beat the defending champions to open up this three-game series, an Astros ball club that is in the thick of a playoff race. Nice to see the boys show up in this fashion. Nice to see the pitching, right? That's the story of this game. Now, you can take this show wherever you want. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. Really only two stories from this game. Even though, yes, the Royals' offense is the worst in baseball when it comes to scoring on the road. One of the worst road offenses in all of Major League Baseball. They put up seven runs, all seven runs coming against two-time All-Star left-hander Framber Valdez. With all due respect, I'm not that interested in talking about much that happened offensively. Now, defensively, we'll shout out Kyle Isbell for what could have been a game-altering diving catch in the first inning. But the story of this 7-5 Royals win is Cole Reagans and James MacArthur. There is no debate. Now, I've had a few of you over the past few days after these wins, Royals now winners of eight of their last nine, when I come on the air and say, hey, great win. But the win boils down to this. For as much as we want to make it about so many different things, the season's winding down, my friends. We got eight games remaining. The Royals are 50 games below 500, even with this recent hot stretch. So with all due respect, there are many things that were nice to see. There have been quite a few things that have been nice to see, enjoyable to watch, that warm the heart. But things that matter aspects of these wins that I can directly tie to the 2024 Royals? Few and far between. Tonight, though, two names stand out, Cole Ragans and James MacArthur. Cole Ragans turns in my opinion, his most impressive outing as a Kansas City Royal. Back-to-back starts, he's facing the defending champions. Twice in a week, he's going up against a desperate team that has World Series rings littering the clubhouse. A week ago, less than a week ago, he throws six strong innings against the Astros. Comes back out for the seventh. Maybe that was asking a little bit too much. Nonetheless, his final line, not indicative of how well he pitched at Kauffman Stadium. But 6 days later, he's right back out there facing those same behemoths. Altuve, Yordan, Bregman, Kyle Tucker, former American League MVP Jose Abreu, and oh yeah, Chaz McCormick's got an OPS north of 850. Now that is a dynamic Astros offense. And Ragans turns in another strong six innings. Another quality start. But you know what? Cole Ragans has been answering every test that Major League Baseball has thrown at him since he joined the Kansas City Royals. In fact, three starts ago, he's in Toronto, and I'm saying this is the biggest start of his Royal career. This is the most fearsome offense he's faced as a starting pitcher for the Royals. And he pitched his tail off. He took a one-hitter into the sixth inning against the Blue Jays. And then, as I previously mentioned, he takes on an even better offense in the Astros and turns in six strong. And now he faces the Astros again in that Little League ballpark they play in down in Houston, and he turns in six innings of two-run baseball again. The most impressive performance that I've seen from the 25-year-old. There were so many opportunities to let the Astros back in the game. Leadoff home run in the second inning, immediately followed by a 10-pitch walk to Chaz McCormick. So a 4-0 lead is cut in half, and you have a man on first with nobody out. But Cole Ragans retires the next three that he faces, and then retires the side in order in the third. A leadoff triple to Kyle Tucker in the fourth inning does not turn into a run. No, he gets Jose Abreu, the aforementioned Chaz McCormick and Mauricio Dubon, and does so on nine pitches. Just locks in with the third run just 90 feet away. Again, it's 4-2 Royals. Astros with a man on third and nobody out. They're just a bloop away from cutting it to a one-run deficit. And Cole Ragans says no. Retires the side in order in the fifth. And then, sixth inning, the southpaw walks the first two batters that he faces. And you're thinking, oh, this dude's out of gas. Q, you better get somebody up in the bullpen, because the lead that the Royals are hanging on to here in the bottom of the sixth inning, the lead has grown. Sure, it's a sizable 7-2 lead, but 2-1 with nobody out, I'm getting nervous. Apparently, Cole Ragans was not getting nervous. He gets Kyle Tucker, Jose Abreu, and Chaz McCormick again. Leadoff walk, followed by another walk. Neither one come around to score. Just a thoroughly impressive performance from maybe the most impressive pitcher that we've seen this team acquire via a trade. Since what? Brad Keller? Do you got to go back to James Shields and Wade Davis? Is that how far back we're going to go? 11 starts for Cole Ragans. He has an ERA of 2.34. And he's given you six innings on average. 11 starts, 65 innings, 81 strikeouts. This guy's holding opponents to a batting average of .192. I told you after his most recent start against the Astros that I've pushed all my chips in. I'm all in on this dude. There are no more tests that I need to see. J.J. Piccolo was right to give this guy a spot in the rotation next season. He did it about a month ago. There's just no debate. This young man, if he can stay healthy, ladies and gentlemen, is the truth. Which leads me to James MacArthur. What do you think about James MacArthur? Because it is just September. It is just 1 month of relief pitching. I've seen Josh Staumont. I've seen Jake Newberry. I've seen Dylan Coleman. I've seen a lot of good September months from relievers. Is that all this is from James MacArthur? There's no doubt he's the best reliever on the team. No doubt. And I love the nickname The General. Love it. But just because he's the best reliever on a team 50 games below 500, that doesn't mean, hey, you're the closer next year. Now, some of you need to pump the brakes. He's been unbelievable. And that curveball is filthy. Now, the 26-year-old has it all. He's got the size. He's got the stuff. He's got the stature. He's got the even-keeled nature. Now, you can tell that heart's pumping, but that body language is stoic. That stuff is undeniable, and he exudes a calm on the mound that has been very fun to watch. Since he was recalled at the beginning of the month, James MacArthur's gone 12 and a third scoreless innings, 13 strikeouts, and not a single walk. MacArthur's retired 36 of the 38 batters that he's faced. He's been sensational. But I'm not giving him the closer's role for 2024. Am I just making the same mistake I did with Cole Reagans? Where I'm hesitant while everyone around me's offering up spots on the team for next season? You let me know. Phone lines are open, 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. James MacArthur and Cole Reagans. I don't know what else you would want to talk about, but feel free. 913-586-7610. Royals win 7-5. We get to your thoughts after this.
Burns Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app.
Vern here to remind you Royals fans that 1 hour before first pitch every game day, I give you a chance to win a pair of tickets on the new trivia game, It's the Pitch Clock. You can hear that, the On Deck Show, every Royals game, and every post-game show on your phone, tablet, or smart speaker with the Odyssey app. And if you ever miss a show, just check out the podcast, All Things Vern. I join Fesco in the morning, Mondays at 8 a.m., Cody and Gold, Wednesdays at 12:30, and every Friday with CDOT on the drive. Your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City is 610 Sports Radio.
Dispatch, this is Mindy at CM Moes and Son.
Well, boy, it's getting hot out there, and I can't imagine surviving summer without AC. Now, if your AC is making funny noises, just needs a once-over, or your home isn't as cool as it used to be, call CM Moes and Son. My team is on time, total pros, and can take care of any type of AC repair. Visit cmmoesandson.com to get your AC back in tip-top shape. CM Moes and Son. License 202-919. Well, I gotta get back to it.
Dispatch, this is Mindy. Go ahead.
The Kansas City Credit Union wants to make sure all younger baseball fans finish strong this season. That's why they've teamed up with the YMCA for the Catch Success program. Catch Success is a financial wellness program that teaches KC kids how to better manage their money. When you open a savings or checking account at KCCU and mention Catch Success, Kansas City Credit Union will donate $50 to the Linwood YMCA. Plus, you'll enjoy a 1 month free membership at the Y. Learn more at kccu.net/catch success. When you save, we all win.
What makes for a great vacation? Depends on who you ask. Are you looking to get away or bring everyone together? Do you want to get outside and play or see a play at the plate? Fortunately, however you operate, I'm the destination you've been looking for. The name's Missouri, but you can call me Mo. And I have just one question. What's your MO? Come see me at visitmo.com.
Tailgates and turkey? Yes, please. This season, hit it out of the park with U.S. soy-fed turkey. Versatile, tasty, and truly different. Turkey can be used for succulent sliders, killer kebabs, championship chili, or even brilliant burnt ends. You can get all of the recipes and register for a chance to win the ultimate prize pack worth nearly $2,000, including a portable Traeger grill, Yeti cooler, Royals gear, and much more at tailgatewithturkey.com. You'll be the pride of the parking lot. Come on, KC. Turn up your tailgate at tailgatewithturkey.com.
Gillette Intimate gives guys a gentle and easy shave on there. And around there. And even under there. Don't treat your groin like junk. Respect it with Gillette Intimate, the best a man can get. Buy now at a retailer near you.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Go to hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, and the process is 100% online. To start your free online visit, go to hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy.
I have diabetes. I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I have asthma. I'm at risk, too.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a vaccine that can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Well, it's a Red Friday right here on 610 Sports Radio, and also with my friends over at The Other Place. Make The Other Place your sports watching headquarters with three great Kansas City locations, Shawnee, Olathe, and downtown Overland Park. Plus, they're opening up a new one in Mission and Belton.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio.
Here's the pitch. Fastball smoke deep to left center field. McCormick's back into the gap. It one hops the fence in deep left center. Garcia's already at third. His helmet flies off while he rounds the base. He's in a score standing, and Bobby Witt Jr. dives into third with an RBI triple.
And just like that, Royals jump out in front 1-0. Getting to Framber Valdez. As a matter of fact, they put four on the board in the first inning. Jump out to a 4-0 lead, and they would never trail. Royals take the opener in H-Town, 7-5, the final score. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. Royals need to go 5-3 in the final eight games to avoid matching the worst record in franchise history. But if they can just go 500, 4-4, they'll, at worst, only match the worst record in franchise history. So we got to win four more. Four more, and your name, sure, it'll be in the record books with the 2005 squad, but it won't be all alone in the record book. Royals have two more in Houston, three in Detroit, and then they wrap up the season next weekend at home against the New York Yankees. So Bobby Witt Jr. with that first inning RBI triple gives him 9 triples on the season. That's the most in Major League Baseball. Also gives him 170 base hits. That's 8th most in Major League Baseball. My game notes are presented by Jay's Southland Tow Service. Let's go to the text line, 913-586-7610. Asking you about James McArthur, I'm legitimately curious because I listen to the coaching staff talk about him. I listen to his teammates talk about him. And then I watch him go out and carve dudes up throughout this month. And yeah, I understand why there's a rush in the fan base to anoint this guy the closer for 2024. I'll give you this. He's on the team in 2024. He's in the bullpen in 2024, but let's set our sights a little bit higher. Not to knock him. I hope he ascends to that role over the course of spring training in April next year, but I'm not giving that to him. The only way I'm giving anyone on this, well, no, there's nobody on this team I'm giving the closer's role to. The only way I'm giving anyone the closer's role is if you signed someone that has a few hundred saves already in their back pocket. Now, you're going to have to earn it. I'm hoping it's not so clear-cut at the beginning of spring training who's the best reliever. You know, right now, after 154 games, in which the Royals have lost 102 of those 154, yeah, sure, after 154, it's easy to say, yeah, James MacArthur's the best that we have. We've also only been watching him for 3 weeks. It's tough to be disgusted by someone in just 3 weeks of work. So what do you make of him? Now, Cole Reagan's the star of this game once again. I think I was the last to the party when it comes to Cole Reagan's. But I'm there. I arrived after his most recent Houston start, and I've been partying. And tonight, we're turning it up a little bit more. Tonight, the party's going a little bit longer into the night because it was validated. You guys have been partying for a month now. I just started, but it's fun. It's fun having a guy like Cole Reagan's looking ahead to 2024, now knowing Reagan's, Singer, Lyles. You have three names in the rotation where, shoot, 3 months ago, 2.5 months ago, we're sitting here going, oh my God, it's Singer, it's Lyles, and then a bunch of question marks. This team has no chance next year. Because there's no way they're going to go sign three starting pitchers. There's no way they're going to sign or acquire a grand total of three legitimate starting pitchers. That's not going to happen. So the fact that Reagan's has cleared up one of those question marks allows you to dream a little bit more about 2024. At least it does me. From the text line, 913-586-7610. From the 641. Vern, let's see what James MacArthur looks like in April, but he's trending towards being the closer. And Vern, he's not facing nobodies while doing this. Yes, it's only 1 month, but he's not facing nobodies. Now, well said. It's a terrific point. You look at who he went through tonight. Even the pinch hitter has, 15, 20 bombs? Their backup catcher, Diaz? And then Altuve, the reigning World Series MVP. And then it's Yordan Alvarez, Alex Bregman, and Kyle Tucker. That's who James MacArthur went through tonight. Back on Tuesday against Cleveland, he went through the 3-4-5 hitters. On Monday against Cleveland, he went through 8-9-1, wrapping it up with Stephen Kwan picking up his first career save. Before that, last Saturday against the Houston Astros, MacArthur goes through the bottom of the Astros lineup, just kind of flipping back through the scorebook, taking a look at who he went through. A week and a half ago against the White Sox, the 1-2-3, Tim Anderson, Andrew Benintendi, and Luis Robert. Now, it's a great point, Texter. I appreciate you writing that in. You're 100% right. He's going through the heart of these lineups, which is, when you've become the closer, which he has, you know, him and Taylor Clark right now are the top two relievers in this bullpen. Jackson Kowar was trying to pierce that circle of trust. He may have ruined his opportunity with his performance tonight, highlighted by, or low-lighted by, a three-run home run served up to Chaz McCormick in the eighth inning, which took a game that was 7-2 Royals, made it 7-5 Royals, and made it all very nerve-wracking down the stretch. The boys do hang on. They win 7-5. Jordan Lyles, by the way, takes the hill tomorrow. Game 2 of this 3-game series. All right, let's head inside the clubhouse. Let's hear what the winning pitcher, Cole Ragans, who's now 5-1 as a Royals starter. And get this. Since the All-Star break, the Royals have won 26 games. Half of them. Cole Ragans, Brady Singer starts. Yeah. Since the All-Star break, when Ragans or Singer start, the Royals are 13-9. Everyone else, 13-28. Let's hear from Cole Ragans. 6 innings, 2 runs on 3 hits. He walked 4, struck out 5, and picked up win number 5.
Made some pitches when I needed to make a pitch. Offense was relentless once again. And giving me a four-run cushion there early helps me, you know, settle down. A good team win.
When you're facing that offense that the Astros have over there, how do you adjust your game plan to kind of limit them like you did tonight?
Talk with Porter, talk with the pitching coaches, just kind of in between innings, you know, see what I've done to them in the past and kind of make adjustments from there, see what their swing looks like, kind of read it, you know. Sometimes you have to make an adjustment mid at bat and kind of go from there. Like they put some good swings on some really good pitches tonight and just adjust.
How big was it for your bullpen to pick you up, especially Jalen Arthur, Collins, Snyder, Deere?
Yeah, that's huge. I mean, they've been throwing well for, I mean, I don't know, a month or so now. Like, Mac's been unbelievable. Snide's the same. Like, it's fun to watch.
Did it mean anything to come back and do better against this lineup the second time around?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, that's a team that's been in the playoffs for I don't know how many years, quite a few in a row. So, you know, that's where all of us want to be. So you're going to face teams like that. So it's just bearing down and, you know, making pitches when you need to make a pitch.
I mean, talking about bearing down, how much do you relish the idea that when the going gets tough in innings, runners on base, you're able to make the pitch and get out of trouble?
Yeah, I mean, just do my best to make a quality pitch. You know, I've done my homework on the guys. Obviously, I faced them 6 days ago, so it's, you know, a little more fresh in my brain. So I know what I did to them last time, like pitching to each guy wise. So it's just like adjusting, try not to do the same thing. Those guys make adjustments, you know, really well. It's a really good lineup. So it's just trying to make adjustments and make quality pitches when I need to make a quality pitch.
Again, audio courtesy of Bally Sports Kansas City. Is it me or does Cole Ragans speak like a utility player, like a role player, not the ace of a staff? And that's not a slight. I'm not disappointed by that. And listen, you know, Brady Singer's humble. He's endlessly competitive, but it's not, you know, Brady speaks with his chest out a little bit more. Brady carries himself like the ace of a staff. To me, Brady speaks like the ace of a staff. Again, it's not a knock on Cole Ragans. It's just very, yeah, I don't know. I'm just doing what I can. You know, it's just my role. They just give me the first 6 innings. It's nothing big. It's just my lot in life. Cole Ragans held the defending champion Houston Astros when they had a runner in scoring position. Ragans held them 0 for 8. And now, through his first 11 starts, he has 81 strikeouts. That's the most by any Royals pitcher in history through 11 starts, and his ERA of 2.34, the third lowest mark in the history of Royals baseball through 11 starts. Royals win 7-5. The phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. We'll take a quick timeout, get back to your thoughts after this.
Burns Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app.
What makes for a great vacation? Depends on who you ask. Are you looking to get away or bring everyone together? Do you want to get outside and play or see a play at the plate? Fortunately, however you operate, I'm the destination you've been looking for. The name's Missouri, but you can call me Mo. And I have just one question. What's your MO? Come see me at visitmo.com.
The Kansas City Credit Union wants to make sure all younger baseball fans finish strong this season. That's why they've teamed up with the YMCA for the Catch Success program. Catch Success is a financial wellness program that teaches KC kids how to better manage their money. When you open a savings or checking account at KCCU and mention Catch Success, Kansas City Credit Union will donate $50 to the Linwood YMCA. Plus, you'll enjoy a one-month free membership at the Y. Learn more at kccu.net/catchsuccess. When you save, we all win.
Dispatch, this is Mindy at CM Moes and Son.
Putting off fixing electrical problems in your home can be a real hazard. You could just run another extension cord, but what if affordable and professional help was fast and easy? Well, with CM Moes and Son, it is. My team is on time and can take care of any type of electrical repair or installation. Visit cmmoesandson.com to take care of your electrical problems today. CM Moes and Son. License 202058. Well, I gotta get back to it.
Dispatch, this is Mindy. Go ahead.
Hi, I'm Henry Winkler. My eyes are very important to me. My eyes connect me with things I love. I loved my late father-in-law dearly. He always lit up a room, but his vision dimmed with age. He had age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. And since partnering with Apellis, I've learned there's an advanced form of the disease called geographic atrophy, or GA. His struggle with vision loss made me want to help others know about GA's warning signs. For some, straight lines seem wavy, like when looking at a doorframe. For others, blurry or missing spots can make it hard to read or see loved ones' faces. Many have trouble seeing in low light, making driving at night difficult. GA gets worse over time and cannot be reversed. If you've been diagnosed with AMD and notice vision changes, don't wait. Talk to your eye doctor about GA today. Learn more at gawon'twait.com. That's gawon'twait.com.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.
Navien tankless water heaters, the proven leader in condensing technology. Request a Navien because you deserve the best in endless hot water delivery. Learn about Navien's condensing tankless water heaters and find a Navien contractor at tanklessmadesimple.com.
Count on Navien.
Gillette Intimate gives guys a gentle and easy shave on there. And around there. And even under there. Don't treat your groin like junk. Respect it with Gillette Intimate, the best a man can get. Buy now at a retailer near you.
We're going abroad for the first time in years. To Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Fall is just around the corner, and home is the center of it all. At Ashley, seasonal decorating's a breeze with their range of designs and materials. Snuggle up on a family-friendly sectional or an ultra-modern sofa. Or gather outside and enjoy the crisp, cool air with a new fire pit or conversation set. From minor refreshes to total overhauls, Ashley has the essentials to make your home fall functional and fabulous. Shop in-store or visit ashley.com today.
At Grainger, we're for the ones who pay attention to every little detail. The ones who fuss, tinker, and sweat the small stuff. Because you know the tiniest thing can make the biggest difference when it comes to keeping business moving. We get it. We're the same way. Offering access to product experts to help you quickly and easily find what you need. So whatever your industry, you know you're always getting professional-grade products. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, it's Joe Tooney, and you're listening to the official broadcast partner of the Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
Welcome back to Vern's postgame show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio.
First pitch, fastball roll down the third baseline, fair ball pass Bregman off the sidewall, caroms into left. Velasquez rounds third, he's in to score. Melendez goes first to third, and Edward Olivares is into second with an RBI double.
Jake Eisenberg on the call, as heard here on 610 Sports Radio. Edward Olivares putting the Royals ahead 3-0 before the Royals even made an out. By the time they made their first out, it was 4-0. Good guys. They would go on to win 7-5. They take the opener in Houston. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. Text line is there as well, the Jays Southland Tow Service text line, 913-586-7610. That RBI double from Edward Olivares is his 18th hit since returning from Omaha. 15 games, 18 hits, and he's scored or driven in a run in 10 of those 15 games. Ollie hitting .383 since returning from AAA. All right, let's go to the Jays Southland Tow Service text line, 913-586-7610. We begin with the 918. Vern, I've slowly come around on the thought of trading Salvador Perez in the offseason if that would clear up enough salary to pay a big-time starting pitcher and net us a couple of high-level prospects. My question, though, is do you believe our catching situation with Freddie Fermin and Logan Porter is good enough to make such a move without creating a significant weakness behind the dish? As far as behind the plate, yes. You could lose Salvador Perez and Freddie Fermin and a free agent pickup, I think, would suffice defensively. You can find a nice backup catcher. He and Freddie Fermin, I think, would do an adequate job defensively. Offensively, even though Freddie has thoroughly impressed me, Freddie Fermin passed the evaluation season, in my opinion, because of what he did offensively and sure, what he did defensively. But I'm not going to sit here and say that you wouldn't take a gigantic step backwards offensively if you part with Salvador Perez. And then, of course, the hit that you take in the clubhouse in losing Salvador Perez, especially with the Spanish-speaking faction of that clubhouse, where he leads everyone, but he, in my opinion, demands a little bit more from the Spanish-speaking Royals. They all follow Salvi, but he is darn near the baseball messiah to the Spanish-speaking faction of that clubhouse. There is no way to replace that. I got no issue with it becoming Bobby, MJ, and Vinny's clubhouse. I got no Mike Hell. I got no issue with that whatsoever. I'm fine with that. I'm fine with trading Salvador Perez. But it will be a hit. And that's why, when you trade Salvi, I don't know about a couple of high-level prospects. I think you might be able to get one high-level prospect, and the only way that's going to happen is if you eat half of the near $44 million remaining on that contract. And then what you do with the other $20 million that you'll be saving by trading him? Sure. Go out and spend that on a pitcher, a free agent starting pitcher, which per year is going to cost you somewhere between $14 and $18 million. So overall, it's not as if the Royals are going to save money. You trade Salvi, you sign a free agent starting pitcher. It's expensive no matter what. Salvi's contract is very expensive. Signing free agent starting pitchers is very expensive. But this is what happens when you break off the biggest contract in franchise history to a catcher that is a terrific leader but is now on the wrong side of 30. That's for as great as that contract was, and I certainly wasn't complaining about it when they signed Salvi, that's just not the type of deal that you see the Rays or the Cleveland Guardians make on a regular basis. Appreciate the text. Thank you very much. Let's go to Dan and KCK. Dan, you're on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead, buddy.
Hey, Josh, how you doing? Yeah, it was a great team win by the Royals tonight. They took advantage of every opportunity that the pitcher Alvarez gave him, or Valdez, I mean, gave him. And it was a great team win, Bobby, with the RBI. And when I saw you last Friday, Josh, I didn't know that was you right away. I asked the man that I saw, then I saw the 610 Sports Center, and I said, there's Josh. And it was great. You know, it was an honor to meet you.
Well, Dan, it was very nice to meet you. No, that was nice of you to swing by. Thanks for the phone call. That was nice of you to swing by, Kraft and Draft. It was great to finally meet you. And yes, the face, the big bald head, the scrawny arms. Yeah, it's probably not what everyone is expecting when they come out to say hi. But I appreciate you persevering and grinding through it to shake my hand. If you do have plans on coming out to Kauffman Stadium for one of those final games of the year against the Yankees, please swing by Kraft and Draft. I'm out there before each and every game, 1 hour before first pitch. If you don't have tickets to the game, I'll give you a chance to win them tomorrow. Tomorrow at 5 o'clock. Make sure you're listening to the On Deck Show. And you know what? I'll give you the trivia question right now. Bobby Witt Jr. tonight recorded his 91st run scored. Since the Royals won the championship in 2015, there are only three other men that have scored more than 90 runs for the Royals in a season. Who are they? It's Eric Hosmer, Jorge Soler, and Whit Merrifield. Bobby tonight scoring run number 91 in that four-run first inning for the boys in blue. 913-586-7610. A few more from the Jays Southland Tow Service text line. From the 816, Vern, it looks like everyone is pressing for numbers right now. Go Royals and keep going, Cole Reagans. Well, I don't know about that. I don't know who's really pressing for numbers. The only player on this team that's really going for anything as far as a number is concerned is Bobby, right? Bobby went 1-for-5, had that RBI triple. Bobby's going for 50 stolen bases. He needs two more. Bobby's going for 30 home runs. He needs one more. I don't know if he's pressing, though. Still looking pretty good defensively. Flying around those base paths in that first inning triple as well. Boy, oh boy, was he cruising. John in Mission writes in, Vern, I am buying a custom-made James MacArthur jersey the next time I'm at Kauffman Stadium. Yeah, repping the 6-6, that's a pretty good look. I like it. Thanks for listening, John. A text here from Mick Ginger. Vern, I love how Matt Quatrero is always so calm and collected. It must be hard with the season he's having after leaving Tampa. But every time I hear him talk, I feel like he's in confidence control. Looking forward to the progression of this club moving forward, Vern. Well, thanks for writing in. Yeah, Q, I'll tell you this. This is who he is, away from the cameras, away from the microphones, private meetings. He's always just the same guy. Yesterday's game is over. Win, loss, whatever. I'm over it. Bobby Witt Jr. is putting up sensational numbers. Great. I hope he can do it again tonight. No, this guy's putting up terrible numbers. Okay, whatever. I hope he turns it around tonight. No, that's who he is. And I don't think he's uber conscious of, I want to make sure I'm saying the right thing so I don't get in someone's dome, right? So I don't mess with their confidence. I don't get that from Q. I don't get that he's working to protect his player. I mean, he is protect, you know what I mean? Like, he's not bending the truth to protect his guys. Thanks for listening. And thanks to James Howell back at the studio. Doing a great job helping us out tonight. Not making the best bets, but doing a good job on the board. 7-5, Royals win. They take the opener in Houston. It's Jordan Lyles tomorrow afternoon. I'll talk to you at 5 o'clock with the On Deck Show. I appreciate you listening, Kansas City. Take care.
You've been listening to Vern's postgame show.
Diving is MJ Melendez. Did he make that catch? He did!
Check out the All Things Vern channel on 610sports.com and the Odyssey app to stay up to date with your boys in blue.
10 strikeouts through 7 scoreless innings for Brady Singer.
On your home of the Royals, 610 Sports Radio. We now take you back to regularly scheduled programming.
Nate Taylor is in studio with Cody and Gold. Tuesdays at 1 o'clock, 610 Sports Radio, KCSB Kansas City, WDAF HD2 Liberty. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
We are Buffalo!
And here's what you need to know.
A wild college football ending. NC State gets a victory at Virginia 24.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.